as a gangbanger, right, when you go on a mission, you might, when you're looking for your so-called enemy, you driving through a different hood down the street. You know, it's an invisible line. You cross this street, now you in another hood. And you hunting. And when you looking, you gonna pass up the dude that's dressed square, right? You gonna pass up a dude from a different race. When you see somebody that's dressed like you dress, and got the walk like you got, and got the body language like you, you gonna say, there you go, get him. And that's deep.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? When you really unpack that.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You looking for yourself just on the other side of town. And you gonna hop out and attack him and try to down him in a real way. And being caught up in gangbanging culture, you don't think that deep. You just think of, these niggas came through and shot the hood up. We about to go back through there and return the favor.
Yeah. Just heard the news, damn, Nipsey dead. Shit, I ain't know him, but it's feeling like I did. I lost my dog Curl one day apart. So every year around this time, you'll be on my heart. We all connected, even in the dark. I know I love my people like you love yours. We've been through all the struggles, now we want some peace. That dumb shit for the youngsters when you OG. They gon' need us to teach. Right now more than ever, if you want with some reach, better bring them together. Yeah, tryna stay optimistic, but when people this lost, it's hard to see it get different. You know you feel yourself when you don't know your limits. These streets is undefeated, slow it down, niggas. You're doing too much drugs, drinking too much liquor. It's tearing you apart and we can all see it. Oh man, you still doing that dumb shit? Still following them same niggas? Still. Trying to get your life together, man. Pay attention, wake up. Look around, man. Yeah. Turn off that TV, nigga, that's distracting. Stop checking your notifications every second. They poison our food and you just keep eating. They locking us up and letting Billy make it. Wasting all that time like tomorrow promise. You want emergency away from no dollars. Asking your partners, that pride gets swabbing. You better put something together, they talking and watching. Miss a nigga a little more cause he dead now. Ain't that something, we all guilty, you care, right? You just posting it, hoping you get the most likes. Memorizing the song so you can quote lines. Appreciating his words like it was gospel. Man, I should've supported more if I'm honest. We get the negative energy when we thriving. I die tomorrow and then they gon' bring my flowers.
Anybody, y'all heard of this dude named Maslow? He made a thing called the Pyramid of Human Needs, right? And so
I've seen that, but I didn't know who made it.
Okay, so at the base of human needs is our physiological needs: food, clothing, shelter. We don't want to be wet. We don't want to be hot. We don't want to be cold. That's at the base of
comfort.
Comfort. You know, just being able to be fed. You know, the basic survival. And there's other needs that come above that. But if you can't address these, the basic,
everything's off.
All that other shit don't count. And it's come to resources. You know what I'm saying? It's where you get a different person once you get past this first level.
That's why that's the fundamental misunderstanding with people on the right, who when you're talking about Black Lives Matter, they want to talk about black on black crime instead.
Right.
That's the fundamental misunderstanding, is they don't understand that those bottom needs aren't being met. Period. So everything's out the window.
100%. And you can't, it's a level of, you know, the way you perceive the world is limited based on the needs that you have being met. If your base needs being met, look at the trajectory of an artist and they narrative as they become more successful. They start addressing things different. You know what I mean? You start to see, it might have been the most hardcore artist at the beginning of the career, but as you address these needs, the message changed. In a lot of cases, and that's just in the perspective of hip hop, you know what I mean? But I think that just to your point of gangbanging and the Black Panther connection, you know, a lack of resource, we in survival mode. And in survival mode, it's rather you than me, and it's not personal. And we all kind of overstand that. That's why we don't, it's become, yeah, niggas die, that's how this shit go. Not because we like it or we embrace that, because we understand. I understand your point of view, bro. I get it. I know you're going through the same shit I'm going through. It ain't personal, but
you gonna kill me if I don't get to you first.
Yeah, and about some chili, You gonna go to any extent to feed them babies. I get it. As well as I am, homie, so may the best man win.